شكرا السيدة الرئيسة.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam President. Since it's my first time to ask for the floor for the session of the Intergovernmental Working Group on the Effective Implementation of the Durban Declaration Program of Action, I'd like to extend my heartfelt thanks to you and congratulate you on assuming the presidency and thanking you for the efforts to make this session a successful one. I would also like to thank the panelists in this afternoon session on the efforts of the Secretariat of the OHCHR in Geneva to implement the Durban Declaration. We should all recognize and admit that racism and the contemporary form of discrimination is an international challenge in our communities and societies. That's why in Mauritania, we are convinced that the full implementation of the Durban Declaration is an important path to eliminate all forms of racism and contemporary forms of discrimination. On awareness raising, of course, awareness raising is the cornerstone of combating racism and racial discrimination. Racism and racial discrimination are deeply entrenched in our mindset and culture. That's why working to promote awareness raising in our communities on the dangers of racism is an important pillar in order to implement the Durban Declaration. We highly value your work in this regard. I mean, the work of the OHCHR when it comes to media programs, country programs, working on education or spreading the culture of acceptance of the other, diversity and tolerance. I would like to pose a question to our panelists. National institutions, or NHRIs, play an important role. For example, in my country, the National Committee of Human Rights is an independent committee playing a major role in combating racism. And it raises awareness. It organizes campaigns or convoys on a regular basis in the different governed rates of my country to promote fighting racism and to raise the awareness of our citizens. Then my question is, how can the OHCHR support the national committees or councils to fight racism? Thank you.